So look, you've lied before. I've lied before, but what happens when a lie spirals out of control? Well, for Jussie Smollett, the lies just continue to keep on going, or at least the consequences of them.
I want them to stop being able to say alleged attack. I want them to see that I fought back. And I want a little gay boy who might watch this to see that I fought.
Now, he told his white supremacist and MAGA hats beat him, poured bleach on him, tied a noose around his neck in front of a subway in the middle of a goddamn snowstorm in Chicago. And yeah, we should have known that that didn't make no goddamn sense anyway.
We were the ones that did it.
Yeah. It was us.
But now things are continuing to get worse because after being charged criminally, exposed for lying to the world and to his own community, and we all found out that it wasn't a crazed MAGA hat wearing fanboys that attacked Jussie, but two of the biggest and blackest Nigerians the man could find that he paid to help him create the biggest lie of 2019. Now, on top of all of that, things are getting worse for our boy, Mr. Smollett, because now his Nigerian accomplices are telling us all the ridiculous details of one of the biggest hoaxes that the goddamn entertainment world has ever seen. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. This is news you can use. They just tell you what's happening, and I give you three ways to make sure that it doesn't happen to you. Stay tuned. Back in 2019, actor Jussie Smollett, who was best known for his role in the series Empire, claimed that he was a victim to what he described to police as a hate crime. If you remember back in that time, Jussie had the entire world in front of him, who's an actor on a very popping TV show, and you would think that that would be good enough for him. But on January 29th, 2019, after the attack he suffered, Jussie claimed his attackers were two white men, claiming that they shouted MAGA country and homophobic slurs as they attacked him. Oh, and racial slurs as well. But quickly, the police got to the bottom of it and found out that there were two Nigerian brothers who had actually carried out the attack, who actually used to be extras on Empire. Bimbola and Olabinjo. I'm probably saying that all wrong. Hey, two black guys. On the 14th of March, 2023, the brothers made headlines when they broke their silence to the media where they spoke on a documentary, now they're streaming on Fox Nation, about Jussie's hate crime hoax.
Why did they agree to carry out this attack for Jussie in the first place?
Jussie was their friend and they didn't want to betray their friend. And so at the end of the day, it was their trust that was taken advantage of.
I was down to do it because if we do this for him, he could probably help us out with our careers.
Apparently, these guys were trying to get their acting careers popping and thought that if they helped Jussie lie to the world, he'd help them, you know, get some more roles. Jussie even went as far as to have, like, fake serial killer messages written in letters with the magazine cutouts sent to his home calling himself all kinds of homophobic slurs because Jussie was gonna make sure that we understood that he was a victim. And he also made sure that the attack took place in front of a camera in hopes that the video evidence would be publicized. Unfortunately, the actual fight footage never came out. During the interview, the brother stated how Jussie just sat there and lied to people through his teeth, even crying on TV, recounting this entire story as if it actually happened. He paid them $3,500 for the attack. And to be honest with you, I don't know what the price is for getting your ass beat, but I'm guessing that was a good price to pay some guys to beat you up, but not enough money to stay quiet once they get arrested. But after that attack, the brothers left the country and went to Nigeria. Now later on, Jussie was charged with falsely reporting an offense where the Chicago police superintendent Eddie Johnson stated Jussie's motive was due to him wanting to attract publicity and not being satisfied with his salary working as one of the main characters on Empire. Basically, Jussie was trying to get a raise and thought that if he had something horrible happen to him and became like a gay superhero, that people all of a sudden would love him more and that the company would have to pay him more to stay on the show because now his value was higher. He got charged, the charges got dropped, and then he got charged again, and some of those stuck. And in the second trial, I tried to say that, look, I didn't hire these guys. I was sleeping with one of them, to which one of the brothers is vehemently denying. At the end of it all, Jussie was fined $120,000 for the time spent that the police had to use, you know, investigating a fake crime, and had to spend 150 days in county jail. Now, what are the rules? But again, this ain't just about the story. It's about how you can make sure that you never end up in a position like Jussie. If you are gonna lie, do it right. They didn't bring their phones so they couldn't be tracked. Jussie wrote himself threatening letter like a serial killer movie with the words cut out. The man even hired actual actors, but didn't stop to think about how stupid the actual premise of this whole attack was. Like, there's two white guys in Chicago walking around with bleach and a noose just to attack this guy who at the time was only like a B-list celebrity, and attack him not only for being black and gay, like there's any white men that support MAGA that watch Empire enough to even know to attack him. And they were just walking around in the middle of a snowstorm at 2 a.m. looking for black guys to attack. What the hell? It was a horrible idea. So number one, if you gonna lie, do it right. He wrote it like it was a movie script. The problem is that those types of plot lines only work in movies. Now, number two, don't double down. Even to this day, Jussie is still acting like he is the victim. He is still trying to make it seem like, in some type of delusional way, like it was the government, like it's racism, like it's politicians coming after him. Not the fact that he literally lied to everyone that ever supported him. His community, whether it be the LGBT community or the black community, was ready to take up arms, and especially in a time where racism was in a heightened state because of police brutality and MAGA protests. At a time where black people were fighting to have our voices heard when it comes to police brutality and fighting to believe when we talk about how we are treated by law enforcement, where we have to deal with it every day just being black in America. During this time, using a celebrity to be a pillar of his community or support the people who are just like him, who don't have the money and fame that he does. Instead, he used that money and fame to take advantage of the very people that wanted to have his back. The very people who defended him, even when they were calling him a liar in the beginning. Those are the people he hurt. Those are the people who took advantage of. Not the MAGA guys, not Trump supporters, not white people, not straight people. The people who supported him the most. The ones that were in the comment sections. The ones that wanted him to seek justice or to receive it. Those are the people that he took advantage of. If you get caught, let it go. Don't continue after you've been arrested, after you've been charged a second time, after all the information has come out. Don't stick to the story, because at least if you admit that you're wrong and ask for forgiveness, there will be some people who say, you know what? I'll let him make it. There will be understanding. There is a way back. At least there's some type of way back. But sticking to your story means that forever, people will never be able to forgive you because you didn't ask for forgiveness. You will never be able to be accepted back in because they know you're a liar and you never learn from your mistakes. And most of all, you can't be trusted even after being caught. And if you're that damn delusional, at that point, you're not even a liar. You're just kind of crazy. Last but not least, rule number three, never, and I mean never, in your damn life, go around calling yourself the gay Tupac. Because what the hell? Tupac didn't get beat up by white supremacists. He got shot a couple times, but he also wasn't known for like winning fights. Oh, you're talking about the fact that Tupac, or his image, was him acting. Tupac was a nice guy that went to a good school that put on an image when he got into the game in order to win. It was a gangster facade that he wore for years in order to sell records, sell albums, and eventually he probably did become a part of his personality. So in that case, Jussie, maybe you are the gay Tupac. Except for you did a way worse job living your lie. And also, for like a gay guy who I guess had to come out the closet for you to open up a brand new closet for you to lock yourself in so you can't live your truth, seems like a terrible idea. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where we do what they don't do. We give you news you can use. Bow. I'll see you the next one.